Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, that's right. Time for our Week in Review here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Lots to get. It was a short week, and yet, Jones, we had so many things to look back upon. We were not in on Monday, so this all comes Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Wow.
This is all the material. This is
nothing
all
from today?
No, we usually don't turn things around on Friday. Usually we have this set and ready to go.
Nothing good enough to make the cut here today?
It's all good. So I would recommend listening to Week in Review and then also listen to the entire podcast of the Friday show, which to this point has been great. Drew Bledsoe joined us, Mike Onwenu joined us, and Lou Maloney was supposed to join us. So it's been really good. Let's start with Rob Ninkovich, who called in.
Unprompted.
We were talking a lot about Rob Ninkovich because he went after Mac Jones on his podcast.
Yeah, he did.
Like, was threatening violence against Mac Jones.
Would slap the crap out of him, he said, in his
memory. Yeah, that was aggressive.
Yeah.
So he called in. Sort of talked about that a little bit, but also he is a bit of a Frank Caliendo, so he did a few impressions.
I didn't know this about him.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah.
I'm curious about your process for the Mac Jones impersonation. Did you method act that?
Yeah, you did that a few times.
Was that just kind of off the cuff?
I mean, I can do Bill Belichick too, but we won't do that right now. No, that was just off the cuff stuff. And it was the reason that I did that is because it was kind of the monotony of, well, you know, every day we're going to get better.
Frank Caliendo over here. Rob Ninkovich.
Yeah, seriously.
Master of impressions.
Well, yeah, what other impressions do you have?
He does
you
got... Matt Light. I've heard you do Matt Light before.
Matt Light?
Yeah.
Matt?
Maybe he's getting into character.
Mac?
He's driving under a tunnel.
Bill?
Am I still?
Oh, you're we didn't hear you. We got you.
I thought Mac Jones showed up at your house. He's ready to fight you.
Matt Light. Hi. I'm Matt Light.
Kind of nailed it, though.
I'm Matt Light.
I mean, anytime you say who you're doing the impression of, I think is great.
You can't do any better than
you
that.
You already won me over.
Wow. Belichick, which he didn't really dabble in there, but I've heard.
He does do Belichick, Matt Light, Mac Jones.
His Mac is spot on. The Matt Light, I need more of that.
You think I'll smack the out of
he does not like you.
He's aggressive.
Doesn't like you.
He doesn't like, well, you can see why. You guys have to slap him in the face. Slap him around a little bit.
Makes sense.
He needs one more.
I was a little nervous when he first called in. He's like, hey, I heard you guys were talking about me. I was like, oh boy.
Did we?
You're throwing around slaps at people.
Yeah, if you're going to slap Mac Jones, are you going to do it to us?
Seriously.
I'm Matt Light.
Why are you calling us? What do you want from us?
Yeah, that's the kind of guy that he could beat up both of us at the same time.
Oh, so easy.
What
do you think he does? He takes me out in 2 seconds, then he can just deal with you.
throat punches you.
Throat chops me. I'm down. He's like, all right.
You didn't fall down. You're just choking.
That's a one-on-one with Keith. Yeah.
And then I freeze. I'm like, oh, now what?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I do when I get stung by a bee is I run.
I run.
So I had a bit of a bee kerfluffle. We talked quite a bit about bees, hornets, wasps, meat bees, as you described. I have a situation. I tweeted it out earlier in the week, and I've actually, there's an update to this story as well as it relates to the bees.
Oh,
it's kind of crazy. But here's a little story. Let's take a trip back to Wednesday when I got stung by a bee. I got stung twice recently. Yeah.
I feel like you left that out earlier.
Yeah, no, I did. Well, I've been swimming in all these bee stories. But yeah, so they were getting into my shed on the, I have a shed, brag. Mm-hmm. And they were getting in on like the side, and they were just kind of going in. And I'm like, how many are in there? So I did what every 40-year-old would do. I grabbed the tennis ball and hucked it at the thing.
Smart.
And all like that really angered them, Jones. Like they were minding their own business. That they did not care for that.
No.
That disturbed all of them. I think the queen got upset. They sent one of them after me. I ran away. Like, I ran away from the bees. There's a ton of, what would you do? Stand there and just tough it out?
You didn't tell me that earlier.
I ran away.
You said he flew at you, and I thought you had, like, no chance to react. You just dive bombed
him. No, I was like, ah! Like, I can see him coming right for me, and you're like, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Like, he's coming back for me. So I got stung, like, on the finger, and it hurt for, like, 2 days. I could feel the venom coursing through my veins, and I almost took 2 sick days, but I didn't. So it's a problem. The bee nest is still up. And if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, Terp put it up a moment ago. You can see this. It's a giant. It's the size of a beach ball.
Oh, yeah.
And so I still haven't done anything. I've gotten a lot of advice.
Well, so what's the update?
This is kind of crazy. This is going to shock you. Somebody texted me. Actually, multiple people. It was on Twitter DMs, which are wide open.
Did the guy from Big Blue Bug contact you?
No, I have his number.
Oh, you got to contact him.
But now I got a very bizarre update that I need to look into.
Oh, boy.
So there was a gentleman, and he told me that he had one of these things last year. Like, it's just a giant hornet's nest. And he says by the time, like, late fall rolls around, you get, like, a frost, all these guys die.
Yeah.
They can't handle it.
Yeah.
They're warm weather bugs,
yeah.
Jones.
They're kind of cowards.
They are.
Yeah.
Why they live in the Northeast is beyond me. You can't take a little bit of frost.
Yeah.
So they die out. The nest remains. People will buy the nest. I can sell the nest. Guess how much he got for the nest?
$100.
$350.
Wow.
So I'm going to sell this nest. If anybody's interested, I'll let these suckers die out with the cold.
Wow.
It's far enough away from my house. I think I can wait. If somebody wants to pay me $350, I will.
$2 million.
You can sell these things?
Apparently.
What?
Yeah.
What are people using them for?
The holes. Frankly, none of my business.
Yeah, yeah.
They can do with
on the
whatever they want.
The dark web.
I won't have them come to my house because I don't think that's. But yeah, Gavin DM'd me. He said $350. And then he even sent me a link.
Hey, the Twitch chat is already asking, will you autograph it?
I think I might break it if I autographed it. But sure, if that's what you want.
Yeah. Well, I throw a few more bucks in there.
Look at this guy. Large hornet's nest, brand new. $300 or best offer.
Brand new.
Brand new. Yeah, not worn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's 2024 vintage.
Can I see that for a second? What are you going to do with it? You got to tell me exactly what you're going to do. Are there still bees in it? There's no bees in it. Honey! Yeah. There's no honey in it.
Can I put a wig on it?
Sure. Just get away from my house and take this thing away.
Please. So drive away, sir.
But everybody else is like, just wait till nighttime and then blast it with like the hornet spray, which I could.
It's a moneymaker.
Not for 400. Oh, yeah, $400, $350.
Yeah, the moneymaker. Put in the 529.
Kids going to college.
Yeah.
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 Would you rather have a PS5 or a hornet's nest? It's like that PS5.
Yeah, seriously.
Caller Shane, we were talking about bees, so he called in with his 2 cents.
If I was given the choice, I would kill every single bee on the planet. I know that we cannot live without bees on the planet Earth.
Well,
right. I hate bees that much, Keith.
Got it.
And, you know, I really would like to, don't need the guy from Blue Bug to help you. Why don't you give Jones some pollen axe body spray and send him in there with a stick? I'd love to watch Jones just get stung by bees over and over again.
Oh, that's a real psycho take.
Let
you know what I want to see is Jones get stung by bees over
you,
and over and over again.
Shane came to the Brady night.
Then
he was hanging out. He was heckling us. It was a good time.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the hatred still coursed through his veins like bee venom in yours.
Bee venom.
I didn't realize that, but the hatred still resides within Shane.
The bees!
That's the kind of hatred I can respect, by the way. I respect that kind of hatred.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that he wants me dead, but I do respect the hatred.
It's creative, too.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I wish you were dead. No, I want you to get stung by bees over and over,
over
and over
and over again.
Over and over again.
Okay. Until you die.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, there's
some thought to that. Yeah.
We're talking about good mascots. I'm not sure exactly how it came up on the show, but we were talking about You know, it might have started with the Bengals, and they can go with the snow bangle uniform, which they're not on Sunday. And then we morphed into Brownie the Elf, which also brought up Lucky the Leprechaun, the Celtics mascot.
It was. We were talking 6 degrees of Greg Hill earlier today. Yep. There was a bit of that going on.
This is a wild, this took a wild turn. Oh, the old guy hit on my friend's wife. Sorry, so to set that up better. The old real life, so not the cartoon, but there's two different Luckies that jump around and slam dunks off of trampolines.
Yeah.
There's the current Lucky, by all accounts, much more
PC, much more family friendly.
Dude, first Lucky?
Actually, this turns out the first Lucky a little too family
Let's
friendly.
Let's hear about him.
Yeah.
Oh, the old guy hit on my friend's wife. The old Lucky was dangerous.
No, the old Lucky
problematic, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, I think he lost his job for very problematic. I didn't realize this specific incident.
Oh, he was going after my buddy's wife. I think she said no. I can circle back.
They're still married.
Scoops came on your buddy's marriage.
Checks him.
Yeah, you know, he was like out of line. I was going to fight with Lucky at one point.
This is a much
put him in his place.
This is a much better.
That's a married woman, Lucky. This is more.
That's really selling the brand. Is what it's doing.
This one's like, hey, you want to see me dunk? I'm like, yeah, of course I do.
Lay on my buddy's wife. He's like, hey, she's gonna come out here. She's gonna come out here and hold the basketball, Lucky.
There's no basketball to be found.
She's not holding the basketball, Lucky. And don't even.
I gotta get her ready for the stunt back here.
Don't even. Why are you asking for two basketballs, Lucky? I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, he was. That guy's a jerk.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I think she said no is the best line in there.
I don't know. I didn't ever really circled back.
I wasn't there.
No.
Yeah, I think she said no. I don't know.
There's a new Scoops in town. There's a new Scoops in town. I don't mean a new Scoops Keefe report. I mean, there's Scoops Cox on the morning show yesterday had a big time scoop.
Yeah, Cocoa Bomb.
Cocoa Bomb, as it's called.
Sure.
Here's what she had to say.
And there are three final groups.
Okay.
Now, this person, not from the area.
To buy the Celtics.
Who I was talking to. Yeah. So, Expedition, Jeff Bezos is one.
Okay.
Win Encore.
Really?
Wow.
The number two. Now, I say that he or she is not from the area because they then say to me, and then the final is someone I don't know, Sam Kennedy, and I gasp. Mm-hmm. And so it says Sam Kennedy in group, which is, of course.
Sam Kennedy and group.
Which is Fenway Sports Group.
He's the president of it.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're trying to be sneaky when it comes to the documents or what have.
It does not say Fenway Sports Group. It says Sam Kennedy.
And group.
All right. Not one to critique a scoop, but I would
tighten it. I would tighten it.
I was tightened up.
I guess I didn't. No. I heard Andy and Christian.
She took a little walk around the block with it, but I thought But still, that's good intel.
I agreed with Christian and Andy that I'm not so sure she was taking the walk around the block. I think there was a lot of interjecting.
Yeah,
in the middle
happens.
Of said scoop.
A lot of voices.
Let the scooper scoop.
I've always said that. Speaking of that, we have a pooper scooper update for you because on Tuesday we had the Portland Pooper of Louisville, which was a pretty massive story where a gentleman was arriving at. He initially went, scouted out the location.
Oh, yeah.
A little of a Peeping Tom situation, then went back the next night, defecated on a man's porch, and left.
Sure.
Got away with it.
As one does.
Came back a couple nights later, defecated on the man's porch again.
Yeah.
Then came back again, still hasn't been caught, and he got chased off this time. So he wasn't able to leave anything at the crime scene, but
pants around his ankles.
Correct.
Right, still running away.
So that was a couple of nights. So then you're like, all right, well, that's quite a story. But he was still at large, and there's video of the guy. You could see it. There's video surveillance this entire time. Plus, as we've discussed, so much DNA evidence, and yet he's always been at large. Then, believe it or not, just a couple of days ago, we got yet another update on the porch pooper of Louisville.
Here at 7:30, the man police say has been pooping on one Louisville homeowner's porch over the past week, paid that homeowner another visit this weekend. In fact, the homeowner tells me the now infamous porch pooper went back to his house two times over the Labor Day weekend. The homeowner tells us the first visit happened on the morning of September 1st. The man came over in the middle of the night, pooped, and then left. The homeowner put up sonic alarms and cat litter the next day. Well, it seemed to deter him when he returned last night because the homeowner tells me he ran away. If you recognize this man, you're asked to contact police at 574-LMPD.
Why can't he say poop normally?
Pooped and then left.
Why?
I don't know. But he also, he's an anchor. He never says pooped. Like never says defecate no. The whole time. I think right. They're trying to play up the fact that they have like a local celebrity now.
Yeah,
the porch pooper.
Well, it's good alliteration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he says it's like a 30-second cut. He says it like six times.
The Louisville Lager.
Well, got away.
Yeah.
Pooped.
Why can't he say that?
I don't know. He has.
Why can't these anchors? I think I know why. They're professionals. This is
they
beneath
are.
Them.
Yeah.
But why can't they say pooped normally?
I'm not sure. It's not.
What about porch poopers?
I know why she said it that. She was, it was definitely beneath her.
Targeted by a porch pooper.
The homeowner who wishes to remain anonymous, but who will refer to as Jim.
Hey, Jim.
The man came over in the middle of the night, pooped, and then left.
Pooped. And then left.
The now infamous porch pooper.
I still think it's a TMZ's all over the story. Now.
TMZ had it, yeah.
So
after
think,
us,
well, yeah, way well, yeah, days and days and days after, yeah. So I think it's amazing they're on the scent.
They are. So there you go. There's your week two of Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Your week two in review.
Okay,
fittingly, week two.
Very accurate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You got WEEI Afternoons with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart coming your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get to the grab bag, 1:45. We'll get to a Friday four-pack momentarily. Real quick, Keefe.
Yes.
37937. Yep. No Keefe's keys to Pat's Bengals? Boo! Boo, I say.
I know.
I think we were planning should. On doing it.
Yeah.
No, I think most weeks we're going to do it. I think right. Today specifically.
It's jam-packed.
Very
Drew
much
Bledsoe,
jam-packed.
Lou Maloney.
Drew Bledsoe, yeah. Lou Maloney.
We had somebody, Mike Onwenu.
Yeah, it was a lot, but I think.
All right, so next week then, back by popular demand. That's what we also need to do. We like just kind of tease, like, what would it sound like without it? People are like, we need to have it.
Well, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah.
And I think that texter, and now
who was
probably,
that, Cinderella?
Probably many others. Is that, was that the
band?
Was that the band?
Don't know what you got.
Let's go on.
Yeah, thumbs up from Billy. That was Cinderella.
They kicked ass, didn't they?
Yeah, I love it because it was one of the first times me and Nick always talk about it when South Park started using real music.
Yeah.
It cued in right after Wendy dumped Stan.
I didn't even know that was on a South Park episode. I think it was in one of those like every bad boy has his soft side, one of those CD
2 a.m. Yeah, 2 for $19.99.
Exactly. Yeah,
good. A lot of ballads.
They'd hit you through like all the ballads.
Poison, yeah. Rat. They all had one.
Yeah. I'm the one who wants to be with you.
Yeah,
amazing song.
Yeah. Mr. Big.
Yeah.
Cut to Stan sitting on the curb in the rain.
Yeah, bumming out.
He might have been on the bridge, just sitting there.
It's so true, too.
Yeah, really
it's
don't.
So true.
That's why I said it. Yeah, it's about Keys. Yeah.
This guy knows what he's talking about. Yeah. This guy's been through some stuff. You hear this, right? This guy's been through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He took a lot of things for granted.
Is that New Hampshire?
Yeah.
No, that's the New Hampshire flex.
Granite State, baby.
Yeah.
You got more granite than any state per capita.
Yeah, it is tax-free. Mm-hmm. Live free or die. Yeah. I'd hate to throw the old man of the mount, the late
don't dare.
Old man of the
don't
mountain.
Don't dare. We're just getting over that. The state mascot,
that crumbly old fossil.
It did fall.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah, real hard.
I'm lucky enough to have seen it when it was up there.
Yeah.
I can tell my kids about it one day.
Yeah, well, hey, there's some rocks up there that kind of looked like a man.
If you squinted at it, kind of looked like a face.
Now we just have to enjoy it on quarters.
That's right. It is on, state pride.
Nice. What do we got in the four-pack, Lanny?
Four-pack.
All right, first question. If you could take one player off the Bengals and put them on the Patriots, who would it be?
Okay, I mean, can I say Burrow? Am I allowed to
say
Joe Burrow?
You can say whatever you want. I mean, it's pretty open-ended. Yeah,
but I'm saying, I know I can answer it however I want, but is it blasphemous to be like, I like Drake May, but I want Burrow more?
Mm.
Burrow, to me, and I feel like it's the most obvious answer possible, if you could have a stud quarterback like that, injury-prone, and who knows where ultimately things are going with that team, that organization, him, but I'd take Joe Burrow, plug him in on this team, and figure everything else out. The receivers would be great.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Drake May with a weapon or two, but put me down for Joe Burrow.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase gives you like a little bit of pause, but no, it would be Burrow. There's probably only five or six quarterbacks, even though there's a lot of them better than Drake May as of this moment, but there's probably only five or six that would be no-brainers, like get this guy in here and then figure it out from there, and Burrow's one of them. So I would definitely take Joe Burrow. You know, it's funny though, like last year, if you asked the same question week in and week out and you were comparing the opponent's quarterback to Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi, you would just take the opponent's quarterback
every week.
Like almost every week.
Yeah.
So you'd almost have to be like, besides quarterback, who would you want? So to me, it's Burrow. I would give consideration to Chase just because I think a guy like that, a top five wide receiver, can also elevate the play of any quarterback and one specifically like Drake May.
Well, and I agree. Last year, it would have been quarterback every week. But this year, it's like you got to think about fitting in around Drake May.
Yeah.
This is a quarterback good enough where I'm like, I'm taking Burrow either way. Or did you go receiver, Lanny, or are you going...
What for a job? Burrow. Who I'd want, or it'd be Burrow.
Yeah, I think that's the safest.
Free for three. Comfortable quarterback.
Okay.
Ted Karras didn't make the list. Orlando Brown didn't make the list.
Teddy Karras, good.
Bring back Trent Brown.
Big Trent Brown.
Yeah.
Big Trent Brown revenge game incoming.
Huge. Trent Brown.
Every game Trent Brown plays is huge.
If the game were here in New England, he could seek his revenge on the restroom. As you remember, he was a man who took his time in there.
Missed a lot of meetings because of...
Correct.
Yeah.
Real revenge would be just a thing.
Taking advantage of your downtime. A lot of people do it.
That's it.
Go on your phone, pay some bills.
I'm making
you don't understand how much time would come off going to the bathroom if you just left the phone in the other room.
Making, you ever try that?
Making bets till my leg goes numb.
You lost.
Yeah. No phone lost. In there? Like, what on earth?
Yeah.
What is this, the 1970s? What
am I shampoo?
Like a cow with no GPS.
Yeah. I start scribbling on the walls.
Is this toilet paper really 1,000 pieces?
Yeah, just counting it. You go crazy in there.
All right, next one. What Bengals jersey, past or present, would you want?
So you sort of tipped your hand earlier in the show, and I think it might be the same person.
That's wild.
Yeah, well, I typically skew wide out or corner.
Okay.
Now, there are exceptions to every rule, but are you thinking who I'm thinking?
You want to say it on three?
Yeah, I do.
One, two, three.
Carl Pickens.
Yeah.
Carl Pickens!
Carl Pickens, two-time Pro Bowler. I was looking him up last night.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, you would
That's
think more.
That's a little
more. Light. I think he was a Bengal, and I think they were a little biased against him. I like Jeff Blake. I was a Jeff Blake guy, so I thought about Jeff Blake.
Jeff Blake could spin it.
Not as productive of a career as I remembered for Jeff Blake. Love me some Carl Pickens. No. I could always go with a Pac-Man Jones jersey, too.
Like
I could use one of those. Yeah.
I actually owned a Chad Johnson jersey back in the day.
An Ocho Cinco?
No, he was Chad Johnson then.
Got it.
Because he was really fun for a while.
Oh, yeah.
The Ocho Cinco thing went a bridge too far, and then he was awful here, and then whatever else. But there was a time where he was one of the guys. It was like him and T.O. would go back and forth with the touchdown celebrations when not a lot of guys were doing it. And he was really good. Like the Chad Johnson, T.J. Houshmandzadeh, Rudy Johnson, Carson Palmer Bengals. Pretty fun.
Rudy Johnson, good one.
Rudy Johnson is a good one.
Carl Pickens, back-to-back years, 99 and 100 catches.
It's pretty good.
1234, 1180, 17 touchdowns, led the league.
Wow.
In 95.
That's a big Carl Pickens.
And a 12-touchdown season. He had, like a three-year peak.
Chris Berman will call him Carl Slim Pickens. No?
I didn't recall that.
I think he did. Everyone said they'd mix in a Bengal highlight, and he'd be Carl Slim Pickens.
Nice. He'd throw it up to him.
No Icky Woods?
Well, Lanny.
Icky Shuffle, Lanny?
Icky Woods is the obvious choice. Yeah. I'm going with another running back. I'm going with clock killing Corey Dillon.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Good one. Ooh,
nice one.
Good one.
Double, you could get a half Patriot, half Bengal one.
Nick, you got a Bengal jersey?
I would go T.J. Houshmandzadeh. Yeah. I just like the idea of having the name go all the way around the back of the jersey.
That is nice.
It's like size 9 font.
Yeah.
A lengthy name. Ocho and Houshmandzadeh, college teammates.
Yes, they were. Oregon State.
Yeah, Dennis Harrison.
A couple of Beavers.
Yes, indeed. Okay, those are good jerseys. Were they?
They got all those guys in the same draft. It was like Ocho. It was Rudy Johnson. It was Justin Smith was their first round pick. Missouri
end. It went to the Niners.
And Houshmandzadeh was like a seventh rounder.
No John Kitna jerseys.
No, not for me.
Okay.
It's going to be enough for me. Boomer? You got Boomer Esiason.
That'd be a good one. Booms. Good. Yeah.
Booms. What do you got, Booms?
Nah, number three, can Cincinnati win the Super Bowl this year?
I say yes. They're not my pick for it. But I think, you know, there's a certain group. Now, we did Tier Tuesday before the year began, and I think you can open it up. Even though the Chiefs are the favorite, the Niners are right there as far as favorites. It is football. Like, you can open it up to more teams than, like, you know, basketball can, at least now. I think the Bengals are on that list. If Burrow is truly healthy, and if Ja'Marr Chase figures out this contract, which seems like they're going to.
It does.
They're on the short list, yes.
He, by the way, not to detour this, and my answer would be yes as well, but he also said there was a report that came out he wants a penny more than Justin Jefferson.
That's pretty funny.
He said, if I'm going to beat Justin Jefferson, it's going to be by a lot more than a penny.
Okay.
So right. We'll see where that goes.
That's a ton of money. I don't know if the Bengals can literally afford to pay him more than Justin Jefferson.
No. Also, a guy from the 207 in the Twitch chat, a lot of love for Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle.
Forgot about there. Andy Dalton.
I did too.
He had a good run there. A
lot of playoff losses. Appearances and losses.
A lot of losses.
But they were there.
Yeah.
Can't take that away from him. Yeah, can Cincinnati win? Yes.
Yeah.
I had them. I'm with you. We did Tier Tuesday last week. I had him on that second tier, whatever that was for Oasis. I don't even remember anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of blurry.
But to me, I'm a little down on how they're going to start.
That's Puddle of Mud.
And I'm a little down on the Bengals this year compared to years past. Like, I don't know that I feel like they are the same team they were 2 and 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But right now, how many teams can win? Not a ton of them. They're on the list. Sure. I say they can win. Yeah.
All right, Michael, question four. We got, where does Chase and Higgins rank amongst wide receiver duos in the NFL?
All right. So we always rank, like, quarterbacks, we always rank even wide receivers individually. But duos, I have them second.
Okay, who's first?
I have Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle as the best wide receiver duo.
Okay, I think I would take this one over it.
Really?
I think so.
You're not a big Waddle guy.
Well, that's what it is. Is it Higgins or Waddle? Who would I rather have? I think I'd lean Higgins on that one.
Okay.
Because
Hill and Chase?
Well, Hill is better, but okay. But I just think you're talking about two top five receivers. I think the margin there is a little different. I think I'd lean the Bengals one over Miami. The other one I thought of was Houston, and they have three. But I like that Nico Collins Tank Dell combo.
Oh, I didn't have them in my top five.
How dare you? Who else?
Right, so yeah. I also had Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel.
That's a good one.
Third.
Yep.
I had AJ Brown, Devontae Smith. Fourth.
Good one.
And I had Cooper Kupp, Puka Nakua. Fifth.
Yeah. So maybe mine shouldn't have been as high as it is.
I
think those two could be on the Rams level, but the other ones are better. The Niners one's definitely better. Who's the other one?
Brown, Smith, and Coop.
Oh yeah, and sorry, Kupp, and Nakua. The Eagles. That's definitely better than the Texans. Yeah.
I also, if they have another year in them. It's still Mike Evans, Chris Godwin in Tampa Bay. Mike Evans is 1,000 yards falling out of bed.
I don't think Godwin has.
They could be. They could be cashed.
I think Godwin kind of it fell off last year.
I know you guys kind of poo pooed it a little the other day because you were like Keenan Allen's hurt, but DJ Moore, Keenan Allen is pretty good. Plus they have Rome Odunze, so he might take one of their places.
Yeah, no, that if Odunze emerges, sure.
Yeah,
I love Keenan Allen. I didn't say he's hurt. I said he's looking a little thick.
The opposite of.
Well, yes, a little bit of Big Mike going on. The opposite of Lamar Jackson.
Got it.
Yeah, he's got a heel injury possibly related to
being thick.
Yeah, his fatness. Yes.
Walking around heavier than normal.
Yeah, correct.
He just needs like a little, you know, all you need is like a little slide in your shoe that helps you.
Fat.
What, he's got Osgood Slatters? You just put a little, figure that out with like a little lift.
So there you go. Souls. Friday four pack. I like it.
That's good.
I should have put more thought in the wide receiver duos because yours were definitely better. I was giving.
No, but I think you can certainly make an argument that Chase and Higgins, if they're both on the field, which there's question marks certainly about Higgins now because he has hamstring injuries all the time, they could be the best. Higgins is still, to me, very much about potential, and he'll pop off with like an unbelievable catch or like a really good game. But like consistently, I don't know if he's as good as like either of the guys in San Francisco or, you know, maybe either of the guys in Miami. Like, I think he's closer to Waddle, and I might take Waddle. Waddle might be more of like a big play guy, too. Maybe that weighs in on my thought process.
I like his dance. But,
oh, the Waddle's great.
Good dance.
Touchdown celebration should factor in.
Yeah,
it
that's
definitely
true.
Should.
It's a good point. Let's go to our buddy JP in North Providence waiting patiently. Go ahead, JP.
Jones, Keith. Jones.
JP.
Quick thing. Aren't you like Chuck Norris that, you know, if snakes, sorry, Keith, or bees bite you, they die, not you? You are the vulture, right?
You know what? It's a good point. I mean, look, when a bee stings me, they definitely die.
Jones immune.
That's true. I've never been bitten by a snake, I don't believe. Not that I can recall, anyway.
Brag.
Yeah.
You could have been in Venom, for gosh sakes, instead of Tom Hardy. Hey, I think I got my favorite mascot, a little out of the box, but I'm going with the Milwaukee Bratwurst, because who doesn't like a good sausage race during a baseball game?
Good one.
Pretty bizarre, and a lot of funny stories with it.
Okay. All right. Number one mascot.
Wait a minute. That's not really their mascot, though. They just race around the wieners.
Bernie Brewer is their mascot, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
It's all right, JP.
Goes down the slide. But it's a good thing they got.
No, the
going
best
on.
Mascot. I don't even know we're talking about this, but the best mascot.
Yeah, where did
far
that come
and away?
From?
I don't think it's really close.
Yeah.
If you're taking college into account,
yeah.
It's the Western Kentucky Hilltopper. He's like that big, like red guy.
Yeah, like he's kind of like a Muppet, right?
Yeah, he's got giant eyes. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Stanford Tree.
You like the Stanford Tree?
The tree with the googly eyes.
He
on
does
that
have,
thing.
He does have the googly eyes.
Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah.
Aren't they the Cardinal?
Yeah, they're Stanford Cardinal. Yeah.
What's is Cardinal a tree?
No.
But they're not the Cardinals.
No, a cardinal.
What's that?
I think it's the color.
They're the color?
I'm not even joking. I believe.
They're the color cardinal?
I don't think they're cardinals like the St. Louis Cardinals.
Like, hey, we need a mascot. They're like, I don't know, we can do a tree.
It's a dork college. We'll do a tree. Of course. I believe that's the color, I think, is what they're named after.
It's like a reddish?
That's why they have, yeah.
Yeah. Cardinal, huh?
Yeah, it's the color of the bird.
It's pretty weak.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, Cardinal Red. Yeah, people in Twitch chat.
Thank you.
Cardinal Red.
Yeah.
Come on, Cardinal Red. Let's go Cardinal Red.
And they're a big red wood.
Yeah.
Hence
well, Cornell's
the
big red, aren't they?
Cornell's the big red.
Dartmouth's the green or something.
Not to be confused. Yeah, and you cross those up, you get the mean green.
Mean
the big green. What was the movie big Billy green. Referenced it the other day? Big Green.
All right.
Yeah. That's the best mascot, huh?
The Western Kentucky guy's the best mascot.
I mean, look, I like that. I like that JP's just throwing that out there. I was trying to.
Yeah,
what, you think
he's
just
that.
Tossing it in?
That's fine. Well, no, we were talking about Lucky the Weekend Review. We were talking about Lucky.
That could be it.
He's talking about that.
That could be it.
Yeah,
there you go.
It.
There we go. I mean, look, you want to toss something random out there? We're not gonna bat that away.
Gritty is fun.
Gritty
not
is
college,
fun,
but you know, gritty's fun.
Gritty is like a nightmare.
Yeah,
he is wild.
And the Mets adopted a grimace.
Yeah, they did. They just took on. They're just like,
yeah,
I don't know how that,
that
worked. I don't know.
I heard you and Hart talking about this a few weeks back. The Pasquatch with the Royals.
Yeah,
they just have like that giant Sasquatch walking around.
But he only comes out after Vinny Pasquino or whatever hits a home run.
And now the Pasquatch is hurt. He's not even playing for
it. So what does he do? Just hang out behind the wall?
He just lurks behind that door and they
I like that, though. Like, if you're going to bring in like a cryptid or something, I feel like that's a good mascot.
Yeah, lean in on that. Patriots, you listening?
Patriots, shoot anything like Bridgewater Triangle. Yeah. Hide one of those like Thunderbirds. Have them be the new mascot.
Get it. Hit them with a Thunderbird.
Yep. And they're like, hey, it's local.
It's hyper local.
Yeah. The New Jersey Devils, for God's sakes, are literally based off of the Jersey Devil.
That's a good point. Live and local here on WEEI. 617-779-7937. Let's get to the grab bag next.
Time now for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe as we wrap up the program and we wrap up the week. And Jones, let's start with this. A lot of contracts flying around. We've been looking for and waiting on Ja'Marr Chase. Still hasn't happened yet. What if I told you Jalen Ramsey is now the NFL's highest paid cornerback as he has reached an agreement on a 3-year extension worth over $24 million per year with the Dolphins. It is 3 years, $72.3 million, and 55.3 guaranteed.
So I was shocked by this because my first question to you when I saw the news was, is he even still good?
Yeah.
Like, I guess my impression of him is that he had kind of fallen off. He's been hurt. He might not even play week one.
Right.
I don't think he's
expected to play. Now's the time to pounce on a contract.
Yeah. Then. Like, I don't think he's expected to play week one. Yeah. So maybe the injury has impacted my view. We were discussing this a little bit off the air. Maybe it's just, I don't know, the NFL is so wide open now with offenses that cornerbacks, it's borderline impossible to defend some of these receivers. So maybe that warps my view as well, but I was surprised. That feels like an overpay to
me. I do think Ramsey is still good. I'm just like everybody else, when he gives up a touchdown, I'll be the first to tweet about it. Be like, oh, look at this guy. And he gives up a big bomb or something like that. But I think overall, he's still really good. He's 29 years old. That Dolphins defense, I think, could be decent. They got a lot of names on it. You just wonder if they're going to be good, well, or are they going to be different than they were the last couple of years where they kind of fall off.
Part of me with the Dolphins and their hot starts. I took them in the Survivor pool, if you missed that earlier today.
Oh, that's right. You got a lot riding on this.
I do have quite a bit riding on their first game against Jacksonville. It's probably a bit of a weather thing for sure, like a warm weather thing. They're awesome in September. They're bad in December. I think part of it, too, is they sneak up on teams, right? Like, the Patriots can't practice against Miami speed.
Too fast.
You can't do it.
Slow them down.
And so, you know, you get into the season, maybe a little bit more teams adjust. But when it comes to that defense, they're going to need it because they're going to boat race teams offensively early on.
So if Jalen Ramsey can't play, do you know who one of the backup cornerbacks is on Miami? He's a rookie out of Louisville.
Oh, okay. I thought I was guessing like an expatriate, a rookie on Louisville or from Louisville.
His name is Storm Duck.
Oh, yeah. He was on the all-name team last year. Yeah.
Storm Duck.
I like his chances.
I was gonna be like Noah Igbinoghene. I don't think he's there anymore, though.
He's not there. I like his chances. Storm Duck?
Storm Duck.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
I give him a chance. All right, what else we got in the grab bag? Red Sox, White Sox tonight.
Oh, man.
Look out. Throw out the records. You're going to have to.
If you want the full preview from Lou Merlone, it's up on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. No, it should be quite a weekend. Here's the thing. We talk about the White Sox getting the losses record for 162, like a modern day. They're never going to catch the Spiders from the 1800s
Cleveland
or whatever
Spiders,
they were.
1899.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Tough go that year.
But the Detroit Tigers from a few years ago when they lost 119 games, this team could easily do that. September 6th, they could easily do it. Unless they run into a team playing worse baseball than them, which they might at Fenway this weekend. If you want that record, White Sox, do not sweep this Red Sox team.
White Sox interim manager Grady Sizemore was on the Greg Hill Show this morning.
Oh, yeah. Mystery guest. I played along. I got it wrong.
I had no clue either, even though I was a fan of Grady Sizemore back in the day.
A surfing Sizemore.
Bobblehead.
It's surfing.
Surfing.
Sizemore, yes.
Red Sox are 70 up and 70 down.
Not great.
So if they lose tonight, they're going to have a losing record.
Yeah, not good.
White Sox come in 32-109. 32-109.
That's worse. In fairness to the Red Sox, that's worse, yeah.
If you like the White Sox, though, on the money line, you can get them at plus 230. I don't know if that interests you at all.
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab, bag, 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 grab, grab, bag.
The University of Southern California has officially retired Caleb Williams, number 13.
How soft are people getting with retiring numbers?
Two glorious seasons, but he did win a Heisman Trophy whilst wearing a Trojans uniform. What?
So?
Heisman Trophy is like the highest award or the most prestigious award in college sports.
But USC also is a program with a lot of history and a lot of Heismans and national championships and
more,
all this stuff.
More bad than you remember. They had some rough years.
Okay, but they also have a bunch of national championships and Heisman winners and that too.
I don't know how many Heisman winners they have. I mean, you're counting the juice, obviously.
Yeah.
You have the juice.
Well, does he not count?
He counts. Yeah. His number's retired.
Reggie Bush.
So they brought that one back.
Okay.
So they took that down. Remember Bush got in all the trouble? Yep. I think they even took his Heisman. And then Johnny Manziel was like, I'll never vote for the Heisman again unless you give that man his Heisman back. So they did. They listened to Manziel. So Reggie Bush has his Heisman. And so I guess when they display it in the Coliseum, they have like the numbers of the retired guys like Carson Palmer and Matt Leinart. And they had removed Reggie Bush's number 5. They have since put it back.
Yeah. So you should retire Reggie Bush's number. Who else won a Heisman? Did Marcus Allen win a Heisman?
Probably.
I don't know.
And then he's involved in a little incident there, too.
Well,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So but I'm just saying, a program like that, like if Boston College has a Heisman winner, like Flutie, you retire it. I get that. But at a program like USC, that surprises me. I felt like you have to do a little better than, you know, winning eight games or whatever he won at USC to get
seventh,
your number retired.
He's the seventh Heisman winner.
That's a lot.
Carson Palmer.
So Palmer
Matt
did.
Leinart.
I didn't even remember Palmer. Yeah, and Leinart?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Did they?
Yeah, no, that's right. Because when Bush won, I think there was a little bit of voter fatigue there. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Charles White, Mike Garrett, O.J. Simpson, Marcus Allen.
There you go. What a program.
Okay. Yeah, that is it. It is a littered, nice little program.
Littered with good guys.
Keyshawn Johnson?
Did not win.
Unbelievable.
Heisman.
No, he didn't, yeah. But he was awesome.
Yeah, but who'd you retire first? Keyshawn or Caleb Williams?
Not Caleb Williams won a Heisman. I'd go with Caleb Williams.
I would go with Keyshawn Johnson.
Grab bag.
Both the number one pick in the draft, though.
Yeah, they are. You're the guy. Give them the damn ball.
I do. I read the book report on it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Seventh grade, Mountain View Middle School.
What was in that book besides just asking for the ball?
Yeah, Wayne Corbett stinks. He's a little guy.
Was
I needed the rock. Yeah, basically.
That sounds like a good book, actually.
You wanted the ball. Yeah, it was pretty compelling.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, he and Shelley Smith sat down and wrote it.
What grade was that?
Seventh or eighth.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a middle school book report.
Your teacher liked it.
One year I did Just Give Me the Damn Ball by Keyshawn. The other year I did The Fab Five by Mitch Albom, all about Weber and Rose.
That sounds like more of a book, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Less demands for the ball.
Yeah, it's more in the canon.
They're both very well written.
Yeah.
And well reviewed by me, I thought. Anyway.
A little shadow box on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
That's not bad.
How about that? Okay. That was a
crazy game. Grab bag.
That's it.
Okay. Oh, that's the whole bag.
That's the bag.
That's the whole bag.
We just unloaded the bag.
Wow. I don't think we've ever gotten to the bottom of the bag before.
No, I don't think we have. It's Friday.
I didn't realize there was a bottom.
No, to the grab it. Bag. That'll do it.
So we have WEEI Afternoons. We have Andy Hart on location. We have Christian Arcand joining us here in studio. What's coming up on the program today?
Big Patriots Friday. What do you have, sir?
It is indeed a Big Patriots Friday. Andy Hart is indeed on remote, as you just mentioned. We've got previews for the weekend. We got the big scouting report for Cincinnati. Also, we have This Week in Social Media coming your way later on in the show, and a couple surprises as well.
Ooh, Bill Belichick joining social media.
Very
exciting.
Don't book Grady Sizemore. He's already been on.
Yeah, he's already, yeah. Save him till Monday.
Okay.
after the weekend. We'll stay tuned for Arcand and Hart on a Friday here on WEEI. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back on a Patriots Monday following Patriots and Bengals. We'll be talking to some members of the New England Patriots. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk to you then at 10.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.